Today's shir is Amenachas Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara is picking up in the middle of the discussion which began on Daf Pei Beis and Beis. The Gemara is learning from the Pasuk Zayisat Torah Lo'ilo Velamincha Velachatos Velosham Velamilum Lezevach Hashlamim. The Gemara is learning from each of these Kabbonis a Limud Benegei to other Kabbonis. The Gemara on the banner of the Amid says Mincha. What do we learn from Mincha? Ma Mincha Einin Echeles El Zichei Kuhuna. So too, all other Kodshei Kedoshim is only Nechal to Zecharim Kehanim. So the Gemara says, B'negeh, which Karmin are we learning? My, Ichatas V'Osham. If we're learning to Chatas and Osham, Behedyksiv. It's written explicitly in the Pasuk that the Nechal is Zichei Kehuna. Yizichei Shalmi Tzibur Mibuyi Dekrosi. Kodesh HaKadoshim Teichalenu. The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Koyrach, which is Marbe, that Zichei Shalmi Tzibur is also Nechal Zichei Kehuna. So the Gemara then says, Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoim, ikedemaisi lo mehocha, veikedemaisi lo mehocha. Some learn it from the Pasuk in Koyrach, and our Memra learns it from the limit of Mincha to teach us that Zichei Shalmi Tzibur is Nechal to Zichei Kehuna. Rashi on the top, it says, explaining Ichatas V'Hashem Behed Yiksiv, where is it written explicitly that Ichatas V'Hashem is Nechal to Zichei Kehuna. So Rashi, V'zeiya l'cho mikodeshe akadoshim mina eish, l'cho l'chatosim l'cho l'asham. It's a pasuk in Parshas Korach, and the following pasuk says, "B'koydish Hakadoshim Teichlenu Kol Zochor Yoichal Oisei Koydish Yeloch." Pasuk teaches us that's Nechal Tezichei Kehuna. Rashi in Ksav Yad brings a different pasuk. Behedik Sivu is like Rashi B'tzavas Aaron. Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, which is the pasuk in Perek Zayin, pasuk Vav Kol Zochor B'koydim Yoichlenu B'Mokim Kodosh Yoichal Koydish Kadoshim, which is going on Oshom, and the pasuk says afterwards Kachatos Ka Oshom to tell us that it's Nechal Tezichei Kehuna. The Tzayin Kodshim is Meirer. On Rashi on the tap, that the Gemara in Zvachim, which has the same discussion as our Gemara, the Gemara says explicitly, Chatas v'osham behed yiksiv b'hu, it's written explicitly, what's the pasuk? Kol zocha b'koyinim yechalenu. The Gemara brings the pasuk in Parashat Tzav. So it's in Kodshim, why did the Rashi, he bring a different pasuk in Parashat Korach, different than the Gemara in Zvachim? To this he answers, that I could have thought that from the pasuk in Parashas Tzav, it's only discussing Achatas Yochid, or he says as Osham, Astam Osham, but however, Achatas Tzibur, maybe would not be Nechal Lezichei Kehuna, or Osham, Yasham Gezelis, Vasham Eloys, which he says is different than the standard Osham, it's Dafka Dinim Ba'ayil, Aben Shteishonim, there I wouldn't think would have this din to be Nechal Lezichei Kehuna, so therefore, he brought the pasuk in Parashas Korach, which says, Zeyel Lecho, Mikoydish HaKadoshim in Eish, Kol kabonim lechol minchasam ulechol chatasam ulechol hashamam. There it stresses ulechol chatasam ulechol hashamam. It's mashmitz koylul all the chatois, including chatasibur and all hashamis. All of the hashamis has a din to be nechal lezichei kehuna. Just to be meirer, the ma'aser it's the gemara in Zvachim brings a different pasuk. So how could you say? How could the Rashi bring a different pasuk? So lechay the pshat is that. The Gemara said the Makar where we learn that it's Nechal, that Chatas and Oshem is Nechal to Zichei Kehuna is the Pasuk in Parashas Tzav, Kol Zocha B'Koyinim Yechalenu. Just I could have had a Havamina that Pasuk is only referring to Tzibur and only referring to certain Hashamis, the standard Hashamis. Kamash on the Pasuk in Koyrach, L'chol Chatasim, L'chol Hashamim, that's a Giloy, that the Pasuk in Parashas Tzav is referring to all Kabonis, all Chatois, and all Hashamis. But the real Makar is the Pasuk in Tzav. He just brought the Pasuk in Koyrach to Megala that the Pasuk in Tzav is referring to all Kabonis. The Gemara further on the Amid brings the Josh and Miluim. What do you learn from the Pasuk that it says Miluim? Ma Miluim Meisein Misreifa Ve'ein Balichayim Meisein Misreifa Avkol Meisein Misreifa Ve'ein Balichayim Meisein Misreifa. Rashi on the top explains that where do we see that by the Miluim Ein Meisein Balichayim Misreifa? Zakt Rashi, the Miluim Lo Yefrishu Shem Behema Lachrayis, they would not mafish any Behema to be Lachrayis in case the first one gets lost. There was no Balichai that was left over that remained to have a Din Sreifa. The Sasemis asks, Saskosha Minoliho, according to Rashi, where does the Gemara know that by the Miluim there was truly no Moiser Balichayim? Additionally, the Kerneira in Zvachim Tzadiches on the Gemara, on the same Gemara, he's going on Rashi over there, who says, similar to our Rashi, that by the Miluim there was no Moisa Balichayim. So he asked him, Cain, how do we learn the Doiris that a Moisa Balichayim is not Besreifa? By Miluim there was no case of a Moisa Balichayim. So how can you learn from there the Doiris? Similarly, the Svasemis says, and just like the Gemara is in the earlier previous Gemara by Osham, the Gemara learned Ma'osham ain't Shvir Vashal Yukodish boy, Avkol ain't Shvir Vashal Yukodish boy. And the Gemara explained, Kasava he holds Vladis Kochim, Avyosin and Kadoshim, that he holds that a Vlad is not Kodish b'me'imoy. And it only becomes Kodish b'Avyosim when it comes into existence. V'don in Evshir, Mashi Evshir. And I learned Evshir, or the behemoths on the Keva, which have a Vlad, that it's not Kodesh b'me'imoy, Mashi'i Evshir from Osham, which is a Zohar, and it's not Shaykh to have a Vlad. So according to Rashi, the Aragamar should have made the same point, that Don in Evshir, Mashi'i Evshir, that Miluim, where there was no case of a Boisa Balechayim, should also have a status of an E Evshir. And therefore it says the Svasemis, and the Kerenoyer of the Zohar says this Pshat as well, that Luli Pirish Rashi Hayinira, that the Pshat Gemara is, came to Chsiv, Vim Yivosim, Yibisar Hamiluim, the stress is that it says there was extra from the Bisara Miluim, and it doesn't just say from the Miluim, that's Mashla Fuki Moise Balechaim. And really there was a Moise Balechaim by the Miluim. It's a Miyut. Dafka, the Bosser has a Din Sreifa, but the Moise Balechaim has no Din Sreifa. And in the parentheses, the Mitzayin, that it's Mash like this in the Rashi and Ksav Yad as well. Rashi and Ksav Yad says the Balechaim Yisrael b'Seifa Zakrashi Shloim Etzinu Sreifa b'Miluim El b'Boselach Hashchito. Rashi does not say that there was no Moise Balechaim at all. He just says we don't find it in Sreifa by Miluim only in the Boser. It's Mashu the Diik again is that because there's only the Boser at Sreifa and the Balechaim which was Nitoiser on that there was no Sreifa. And they point that as well, that it's Mashu like this as well in Rabbeinu Gershom Ayin Shom, and even more Mefurish is in the Ivan and Teres Koinim. In Mechilta de Miluim, in Pasha Sav, Pasha Aleph, Halacha Lamed Hei, he makes his drasha that since it says by the Miluim, Vanoisu Bebosu Velechem Be'esh Tesreifu, and Kein Habosu Moisu Lesreifu. But the Boisu Balechaim is Einan Nisrefus. Just explain Rashi, possibly, you could explain like Rashi, that where did Rashi come from that there was no Moisu Balechaim by the Miluim? So as we mentioned, Rashi in Zvachim Tzadiches also says the drasha. And there Rashi says, why the Miluim? It was a carbon sibur. And the Miches Yitzchok in Chuvis in Chelek Tes in Mekuf Savach Aleph explains Rashi that it's not the Pshat that a carbon sibur can't have achrayis. He brings rayis that it could. It's just the Pshat that by a carbon sibur wasn't the derech to be mafish lachrayis. Perhaps because since they were more careful, it wasn't necessary. So therefore, that's why we could assume that by Miluim there was no Moise Balechayim. On the point that the Svasemis asked that this should be an Evshir, perhaps you could be Mechalik, that it's not like Oshim where it's truly impossible. Rather, here it was possible, just Mimitzias, they didn't do it, so therefore we could learn from here to Deiris. Another Hara is mentioned in the Shuman from Abdavid Soloveitchik on the next Rashi, which says on top, that says, Avkol Meisrein Beseifa, Ve'ein Meisrein Balechaim Beseifa. By Shar Kabonois, the Meisrein Balechaim is not Beseifa. It's like Rashi Shem Hifish Beis Chatois Lachrayis, V'niskaper Be'echemehen. And he was neschaper be'echemen ein hashen el ibud el yirach yistoyf. So he points out that Rashi's mashma that the chiddush number one is a chiddush in chatos. That chatos, that even though chatos normally has a din of there's a din of chatoyis hameisis, here will be mechadish that there's no din chatoyis hameisis. Rather, by yimavish beis chatoyis lachrayis, instead of having a going the ibud, it's a din of yirach yistoyf. So he points out, it comes out according to Rashi, the Loshon Ein Meisrein Balechayim Besreifa is Lav Dafka. Rashi understood, we don't find anywhere that there's a din to burn the live animal. The Nekuda is that there's normally that we know there's a Loch of Chatoyis HaMeisis. So that's represented in the word Sreifa, the din of Miso. And he was saying there's no din Ibud by Mavish Beis Chatoyis Lachrayis, rather instead there's a din of Yira. But he points out, however, Rashi in the Ksav Yad is Mashma Kipshutoy, that the Joshua is goof on the din of Sreifa. That only by Bosa, which in the Toyser, is there a Din Sreifa, but in the Moisa Balechayim, there's no Din Sreifa. And even more Mefurish is in Rashi and Zvachim Tzadiches. The end of Rashi, he says, This Noisa of a Moisa Balechayim is not Besreifa, like a Noisa Shal Miluim, there's no Din Sreifa. And the emphasis, the Keren Oyer and Zvachim, over there, he's Shtelzuch on Rashi, that why do I need a pasuk to tell me, Ey Moise Balechayim Yisreifa? He says, we know this from already Hilchasa, that Kol Shebechatas Mesa, Ba'ashim Roya. So what is this Josh of Ey Balechayim Yisreifa coming to teach us? So Dr. Karen Oira, That could be the drush is that even when there's a din of chatois ha-meisis, the chiddush is that there's no din sreifa, rather there's a din of kfura. Like you know, koin tzinois l'kipa, and you let it die on its own. And maybe you'll bury it. But there's no din to burn the animal like there's a din to burn the basa ha-nitoiser. And the emes like this pshat is him, umafush in the Ravid, which you mentioned earlier in Torah's Koinim, he says that on this drasha, that mami lu meisim l'sreifa, so too, im kain, he said, by shark bonus, kegoy misha hivish de shneach shomis laachas, oi shahivish ashomoi v'ovad, v'hikriv achar tachtov, v'chein bechatas, afilu bechatas ha-meiso, mikol mokim ein in the surface. He's mashed the dinis, that for shark bonus, whenever there's a meiso, there'll never be a dinis reifa. Both by shark bonus, that bechlal, there won't be a din of meiso, and by even by chatois ha-meisis, there won't be a din of sreifa. So it comes out, that we say, there's two chalukim between the Pirush Rashi on the top and the Rashi in the Ksav Yad. That number one, in the drosh of where we learn from Miluim, is it fair from the fact that by Miluim there was no Moise Balechaim, or is it from the fact that it's a miut, like the Sasema says, the deer from Basar? And the Nukuda from where we're learning out too, Vashar Kabonis, is the main point that by Hippish Beis Chatois Lachrayis, there won't be a din of Ibud, and rather just be a din of Roya. Or the point is that by a Moise Balechayim, there'll never be a din of Sreifa. Either in case or in some cases, there's no din of Ibud Bechlal, there's no din of Sreifa, the din is Roya. But even in the case of the art, there is a din of Mesa, it won't be Mase, you won't be Sreifa, rather you just let it die and not be Sreifa the animal. The Gemara continues, Shlomim, what I learned from Shlomim, Mashlomim, Mefaglin, Umisfaglin, Avkol Mefaglin, Umisfaglin. Rashi on the top explains Shlom Mefaglin Shat Toida Mefageles is Alechem. That's Mefagel the Lechem. That if one shechts a carbon Toida Amanas Lechel Satoida Lemachar, that's Mefagel the Lechem. The Lechem is included in the pigle, and it's Mefagel the Lechem. Umispaglin Atzman, and the carbon Toida itself becomes Mispagel in Chishaven. The Ikra pigle B'Shlom Ksif Avkol Mefaglin is Kegoyin Zivche Shal Mitzibur Mefaglin Ashtei Alechem. The Zivchei Shal Mitzibur is Mefagel the Shtei Alechem. The Keren Oira and the Oila Shleima are both Meir, that this, that Pigol, that the Korban Toid is Mefagel the Lechem, is not written anywhere in the Parasha of Shlomim. The Parasha of Shlomim is talking about a regular Korban, that it's Mefagel, that the Machshava in the Korban is Mefagel the Basar. This, that the Korban Toid is Mefagel the Lechem, the Gemara explained in Daf Tezvava Min Aleph, is misvara, that since lechem is galal toido, the lechem is coming machmas to toido, meaning that the toido is mekadish the lechem, and therefore it's a chelik of the korban of the toido. So a pigul in the toido is will be mefagel the lechem as well. So what does it mean that I'm learning from toido that is mefagel its lechem to shteil lechem to kivsi etzes that's mefagel the shteil lechem? It's not any more written that by toida to mefagel the lechem, then kivsi etzes mefagel shtei lechem. They're both misvara. That since lechem is galal toido, and therefore it's mispagel, the same svara I have by kivsi etzes and shtei lechem. Tzarechin. The Eilu Shleiman says that perhaps Rashi doesn't mean dafka that we're learning from toida, and that's the mekora. The mekora is the parish of Shlomim. The regular din that the korban Shlomim is mefagel when you zayik the dam or menas. Lechel sa korban lemachar, so spagel the basar korban. Just from the Rashi gave the examples that we find that shlomim, all types of shlomims they'll have, that the entire korban will become a spagel. So Rashi gave these examples, but that's not really the makar. It's arachin. The Gemara further says chatos. What do we learn from the word chatos in the pasuk? Machatos einavo elamin achulin uveyoyim uveyode haimonis. Avkoil einavo elamin achulin uveyoyim uveyode haimonis. Rashi Xaviad says by Yoim, where do we see that Chatos has to be nikkur by Yoim? Kedachsiv parashas Yoim Akipurim, ki by Yoim Azeh Yichaper Aleichem. And this is as the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Mebeis, the Ashen from this pasuk, that Kaparas Yoim Akipurim is Biyamamhu, meaning that ki by Yoim Azeh Yichaper Aleichem is not just telling me Yom Kippur is Mechaper Lafukei the other days of the year of the calendar year. Rather, it's Bayoyim is the Kapara, Lafuke, the Laila Shal Yom Kippurim. It's like Mavur, like this also in the Gemara in Shuas and Afin Gimel, that the Gemara is discussing, they've wondered how it's possible, if it's Mechapa the whole day, Karas the Yom Kippurim, the Rebbe, where is that possible? So the Gemara says, okay, it's going to Ovid be Laila, umis the loy osi yom mam lechapuri loy. Like Rashi there points out, shein mechaper el yoyim kedachsiv ki ba yoyim azay yechaper aleichem. So Michael Feinstein had a order that the chayyur the pshutei shal mikra is discussing the kapara for the kapara of the tzumah shal yoyim. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper nachatoyim be yoyim hazeh on the yoyim of yoyim akipurim. But where do we see in the discussion of our Gemara that the kapara sakarbonah is a craven boy that has to be done by yoyim? Maybe the kapara sakarbonah could be done by laylo, but the kapara of yoyim akipurim for those on the tshuva that we're doing, that happens by yoyim mitzarachin. We just mentioned the Gemara that from chatos we learn machatos ein abo elam minachulin. Avkola kabonis is ein abo elam minachulin. The Gemara questions the chatos gufa minolin. Omer avchista the omer akro v'hikir v'haroin is parachatos ashaloi. The Gemara darshins aloi mishaloi v'loi mishal meiser. It has to be from the Kohen Gadol's, and it can't be mishal meiser. The shit mukubetzis in ois gimel adds v'loi mishal tzibur v'loi mishal meiser. And the MS is the Shita is coming from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadiches and the Gemara in Chulim Daf Chavbeis, which quotes our Gemara, the Joshua, or Mishaloi. And there the Gemara says, Mishaloi v'loi Mishal Tzibur v'loi Mishal Meiser. The Turi Evan in Chagigah and Daf Chesam and Aleph asks that if the Gemara is using from the word Mishaloi to tell me that you can't bring this carbon Mishal Tzibur, it has to be his money and not coming from the Chumas Halishka of Mishal Tzibur, so where is there any room to add another Joshua and to be mayit also that it can't be Mishal Meiser? So Zokta Turi Evan, that in the Gemara's Joshua to be mayit v'loi Mishal Meiser is only going aliba the Rameyer who holds Meiser Sheini Mamon Gevoyahu. And therefore, since it's Mamon Gevoyah, it's not his money, therefore, when the Ikka Joshua is coming mayit v'loi Mishal Tzibur, just this, that it can't be Mishal Meiser, is Mimele Imit. Because once you mayit, that it has to be his. So Meiser Sheni, which is not his, according to the Meir, it's Mamon Gevoyah, Memeil, it's this mayit, that it can't be brought Mishal Meiser. And he says this, that the Gemara, in our Gemara, in Menachos, only mentioned the Joshua, Mishaloi Vishalim, V'loi Mishal Meiser. He says that's a Lishna Ketiyah Nokat. Gemara said a shorthanded Lashon, but really the Ikka Joshua is V'loi Mishal Tzibur, and Mishal Meiser is only Memeil, this mayit. I mean, that's only according to the Sheet of the Meir, holds Meiser Sheni Mamon Gevoyah. But he says, but according to Abiyudo, who holds Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hadit, says, is your money. So you wouldn't need an extra Joshua to be Mayit Meiser. So he says, Einachanam, your Abiyudo would not be able to learn it from the Joshua of Mishaloi. He would only be able to learn that called Dorish of Achoiva is Einabayel Menachulin, only if he held like the Joshua of Rabbi Eliezer on Daf Pebeis that learns the din of Bom Menachulin from Pesach. That the Mar made a hekish that Ma Pesach is Dovah Shebechoyva Ein Bo Elam Menachulin. I've called Dovah Shebechoyva Ein Bo Elam Menachulin. So Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mamon Hadit, we have to go with the Belezer's Joshua. The Meir holds Meister Sheni Mamon Gevoyah, he could go with the Joshua of Rabbi Kiva, of Al Sugyo, the Mamayit from Mishaloi Vilay Mishal Meister. However, the Turi Evan brings the Rashi in Chulin Daf Chav Beis. The Rashi says, on the Mishaloi Vilay Mishal Meister, Dr. Rashi, the Trey Ashaloi Ksuv Meparsha. It says the Ashaloi two times in the parasha. And Zakt Rashi va'afilu Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Ma'aser Mamon Heditu. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that Ma'aser is Mamon Hedit lahochi osa Ashaloi lemimate. So Rashi is addressing this question that how do we use the where do we have any room to be mayit Mishal Ma'aser after we mayit Mishal Tzibur? And Rashi is mashman that according to a mayor who holds Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gevoyah. So then, like the Turi Evan said, the same Joshua that I used in my Mishal Tzibur is automatically Mimayit Meiser as well. Because since it's Mamon Gevoyah, it's not yours, it's Mimayit Meiser. But however, according to Abiyudo, who holds that it is yours, how can I be Mimayit from this Joshua? So that Rashi says that we have an additional Ashaloi to Mimayit, that even according to Abiyudo, since Meiser Sheni is, even though although it's Mamon Hedit, but you can do whatever you want with it, it's not completely yours, it's not yours in Gansen. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Mimayit from the second Ashaloi, that it can't be Mishal Meiser. On that, the Turi Evan asks that this is the Chayra Keneged, the Gemara in Yuma in Daf Nun Aleph, and the Gemara in Shua is Daf Yedalid, which the Gemara brings actually three times Ashaloi that it says in the Parsha. And the Gemara uses one Ashaloi to Mimayit Mishal Tzibur, one Ashaloi to Mimayit that can be brought Mishal Echav HaKoyanim, Hamaskaprim, with this par, and the third Joshua that it can't, that has to be Likuva, that it has to be Mishaloi, it has to be Likuva. So, in fact, the Turi Evan, according to the Rashi, there's no room, there's no extra ashaloi to darshan to memayit according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, he says you have to learn that the Gemara's drasha is only a libid or a meir, and Rashi is a tzarachin. Toisus Menachos on the Avbeis on an aleph s on the drasha of our Gemara that we made from Poyer Shal Aaron that has to be Mishaloi v'loi Mishal Meiser. Toisus asks that why do I need the drasha of Mishaloi v'loi Mishal Meiser to be made Poyer Shal Aaron? So, in fact, Toisus typically we should learn Kedarmina b'Sifri b'Pashas Rei. In the Sifri that which Tosis quoted earlier on Daf Pebei Zaman Aleph, the Sifri that says the Mayat Oilis from Maisim Shum Dachsiv Gabe Maisir Vechalta. It says by Maisir it can only be used as something that will be eaten. Uparishal Aaron the Seifa Koyim. The Parishal Aaron, the Parishal Koyim God will be Yom Kippur was added to be Nisraf. And it's not Lachila. So, in fact, Tosis, why do I need a new Joshua to be Mayat? To be ma'ayit parashal iron from that can't be brought from ma'aser, it can't be used from ma'aser because it's not la'achila, rather it's l'sreifa. And that Tosis says that ein chanami the ikad drasha of ashaloi is come to be ma'ayit mishaloi v'loi mishal tzibur, like you mentioned, and still be able to learn to be ma'ayit other chatois as well. As the Sfasemes over there in that base explains, Tosis says even though the ikad drasha mishaloi v'loi mishal tzibur, but he says mikol mokim it's muchach that it has to be yours. And Meister is not yours. So therefore, I could learn other chatois and Parish Alarin that it has to be yours, and it can't be brought Mishal Meister. Just Parish Alarin alone, I didn't need the Joshua of Ashaloi, because that's a Melis, that it can't be used, bought from Meister, because it's not Lachil. So on Toysis, a number of Achroinim, the Sasemis and Menachos and Avbeis, the Chedushi Agriz, in stencils on that base, the Mikdash David, in Siman Yotziv Kotten Gimel, which you quoted in the previous year, all ask on Tosis. Now Tosis is asking that I should be Mamayit Parishal Aaron from the din of Meiser, that it's the Meiser has to be Lachila and can't be L'Sreifa. They ask that there's two separate dinim. The din of the Sefri is Medine Meiser. So in the Dine Meiser, Enechanami, Lechatchilo, you're not allowed, the Torah says you're not allowed to use Meiser money to purchase something that's going to go to Sreifa, only something that's going to go Lachilo. So that tells me that it's also to do, you can't do it. But what would be if it would be Ovar, and we would use the money to purchase a carbon, then according to Medine Meiser, even though you can't do it, but the Meiser, the carbon would be kosher. However, the din of Parashal Arbin, the din of the Drosh of Shaloi by Parashal Arbin is Medina Korban. And there it's telling me that it's Likuvo, that if it's purchased Mishal Meiser, if you're not Yotzi, they have also. It's an Ikuv in the Hilchas Korban. So I need, even after the Drosh of Meiser, I need the Drosh of Parashal Arbin to tell me it's Likuvo mitzad the din of Korbanos. However, to this Kasha, the Michas Avram on Dav Bezum and Aleph brings on the Biskarova terrorist to explain Tosis Kasha. Because he says, like the Gemara, we had the Gemara earlier on the Afpei Beis of an Aleph, that the Hermachloikis, Rav Lazar and Rav Yochanan, if one could be Makvis Mois Maiser Sheni Lishlomim. And the Gemara they said that according to Rav Yehuda holds Maiser Sheni's Mom and Hediot, Kuliyam and Moida, that you couldn't take Maiser Mois Sheni and be Miyachin and be Makvis it, that she had to have a Kedush to be used for Shlomim. The question was, according to Rav Meir holds Maiser Sheni Mom and Gavoya. Rav Lazar said, Loikoni, since it's Mom and Gavoya, you can't be Makvis. And Rabbi Yechon said you could do it. And the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lozer. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Ma'aseh Sheni, Halachatez, paskins that you can't be Makvis Mois Ma'aseh Sheni for Shlom. So he brings over there that we explained in the previous year, to Pshatim, why according to a mayor holds Ma'aseh Sheni Mom Gavoya, one cannot use the Mois Ma'aseh Sheni, one to be Makvis on the Mois Ma'aseh Sheni for Shlom. So we said either like the Mikdash David in Siman Yud, Ois Gimel, like the Or Sameach and Perek Vav in Hilchas Chametz Ma'atzah Lochaches, they explain that according to a mayor, he doesn't have the bailis to use the money as he wants since it's moment Gavoya. He doesn't have the bailis to use the money as he sees. Only to use the money to purchase the shlomim that the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Shkolim explains why that he could do. The Torah permitted that, but the Ma'aseh Sheni if it's moment Gavoya, you don't have the bailis. Or, as we explained from the Biskarov in Sefer and Tmura in Amin and Tess, he's medayik in the Shittas of Rambam that the Yisoid, why according to a mayor, if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni, Ma'aseh Gavoya, is because Ein Kedusha Chol Al Kedusha. The Kedusha, you can't be chal, the Kedushas Hashlamim can't be chal on the Kedushas Maisa Sheni, which is Mam Gavoya. So however the Pshat is, it's Mavu that according to a Meir, you can't use the Mois of Maisa Sheni for whatever you want. And if you want to be make a Kedusha to be chal on this Mois Maisa Sheni, it won't work. The Avotosis was asking that it's true that since Parashal Aaron is a Sreifakoi, even though it may be true that Parashal Aaron might be a Miyat in the Parash of Kabonis, that's Likuva, like the other Achoinim are asking. But since Mitzad Medini Maiser Sheni, according to Ramey, that's Mom Gavoya, I don't have the bilis, or I don't have the ability to be Mechel a Kedusha of Chattas, of Parashal Aaron, on this Mois, Maiser Sheni. Since it's a Sreifa, it can't be Chal on the Mois. So therefore, it's not negeya bechlal the drasha parashal Aaron v'lod that has to be mishaloi v'lod mishal ma'aser. Because according to me, I can never be use that money. It won't be chal the kedusha of parashal Aaron on this mois ma'aser sheni. So why the devotees is asking very good? Why did the drasha of parashal Aaron tape clay? Because the meat of the sefri that has to be lachilo will disallow the ability to be shaft the kedusha on the kedusha of the chatos on the mois ma'aser sheni. And based on this, says the Biskarov, we can explain why Rashi and Chulin wanted to say that Josh Vashaloi we need for Rabbi Yudah. Because other Rabbi Lerameyer, since, like Tosis Kasha, since Midini Maiser Sheni, I can't be Mechel on the Maiser Sheni, a Kedusha's Poyashal Aaron, the Kedusha's Chazas, which is Lesreifa, I can't make Bechlal that Kedusha Bichal. So the Ikka Josh is more necessary to Rabbi Yudah. In Echam, you'll still have the three Evans Kasha, where's the extra Ashaloi to Darshin, Adayin Sarachin. But we understand why it was more necessary for Rabbi Yehuda to use the Joshua Ashaloi. So Rashi understood that the Joshua is more mashva to be used for Rabbi Yehuda. However, a mayor like Toysus asked, is really not so necessary to need the Joshua Ashaloi, because it means that the Sefri's Joshua, I'm already memayit, according to a mayor, that Mois cannot be used for Parishal Aaron. The Gemara concludes on this that we just mentioned in the Braisa, the Chatos. Machatos ein ebo ele min achulun v'yoyim v'yodi ha'imonis, af koel ein ebo ele min achulun v'yoyim v'yodi ha'imonis. The Gemara questions, v'yoyim imi b'yoyim tzavoysi nafka, it's a posik that says v'yol karbonis, it has to be v'yoyim. The Gemara says, k'di naspa, and ein echanami, it's just agav orcha. The Gemara continues, v'yodi ha'imonis, this we learn from the Braisa that you need yodi ha'imonis for karbonis. Fek the Gemara, mid rabba bar barchana nafka, da omer rabba bar barchana, omer reish lokish, kol mokim shenemer etzva ukuhuno, ein ele yamin. And every time it says etzba or kohuno, that tells us you need yamin. And since every carbon has mentioned that it needs to be done with a kohen, that alone teaches us that I need yamin. Why do I have to come out to chatos to teach me this halacha? On that, the Gemara answers, kadin asba, again, that is just agav urcha. And the Ikar Brayis is just coming to teach us the chiddush that it's ein ebo ele min achulin. The Gemara in Zvachim has the same sugya as our Gemara. There the Gemara continues, we can answer this last kasha that Savalok Rab Shimon, the Tan of our Brayis, holds a Kab Shimon. The Omar etzba loyboy kohuna, kohuna boy etzba. That kohuna alone is not sufficient to be mechayiv the din yamin. Kohuna needs to have etzba, and only therefore, only by chatos, where it says both kohuna and etzba, that requires yamin. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon. So the Tanav al Braisa holds like Reb Shimon, that holds a chatos it needs yamin. It's only a din in chatos, and he learns from there from chatos our Joshua to all kabbonis that it also needs yamin. I just saw Ara in the Shiurim from Velvul Soloveitchik Shlita, the son of Rabbi David Shlita, on what the Briskarov in Sefer, in Chedushim Moin Rizalevi, in Hilchas Psula HaMikdoshin, Amin Memvav. He explains the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Din Yamin is only said by Chatas. Rabbi Shimon's Shita is that all other Kabbonis is Kosher B'Smoil. It's only by Chatas where it says Kuhuna Ve'etzba, only there it requires Yamin. So the Briskarov explains that this Din is that Chatas needs Yamin. Dr. Rav, ain't me din avoido. This said according to Reb Shimon, it's not me din avoido. In yindine avoido loishanya zikas chatos mishari zikas vavoidus. It wouldn't be any different the zikas chatos than from all other karbonos and all other zikas vavoidus. Elu din mifnei atzmi bechatos bedin etzba hamurba. The beinon dafke etzba hayimonis. So then that chatos that the etzba which etzba were you referring to? It has to be the etzba hayimonis. Avoloi mitoris avoidin agaba. It's not me hilchas avoido. So he questioned that our Gemara, which uses the Josh of Rav Shimon to tell us to learn from here to all other Avoidis, the Tan of this Braisa, that will be mashma, that it's a din, that the din of Rav Shimon is a din Avoido, And therefore, I could use it to all other avoiders to tell me that's a din yamin. Because the Chayyur coined the town of this braisa that holds all avoiders would require yamin. Kipshute, there is a din avoider. To say that only Reb Shimon, who doesn't learn from here to other avoiders, as Tosfos and Zvachim Chavdal and Amabez explains, that only Reb Shimon who holds, it's only unique to Chatos, he holds, it's not a din in avoider. But the town of this braisa who learned from that din to all other avoiders holds it is a din avoider, that wouldn't be mashma. It would be mashma from this Tano, from this Gemara, that the din of Reb Shimon isn't din in avoida, and therefore he could apply it to all other avoidas. So that's a tzarech li'in on the yisoid of the Brisker Rav. The Gemara on the bottom of the Omid continues, Rebbe Kiva, hai v'zavachta Pesach, my Ovid lay, what does he do with the Pasuk v'zavachta Pesach? As we said, Gemara said earlier, Daf Pebez, Rebbe Liaz uses this Pasuk to teach us that Dovah Shebechoiva is Einei Bo Elam in Achulin. Rebbe Kiva has a different Joshua, what does he do with this Joshua? Sakti Gemara mi boi leilach ed Rav Nachman, om Rav Nachman, om Rabbe baravua minayin lemo yisera Pesach, shekor v'shalomim. Shenema v'zavachta Pesach, lam Hashem lekecho tzoynu bokar. This is to teach us that a moise Pesach, which Rashi describes as one's mafish moise full of Pesach, and his nitoiser moise, which has kedushas Pesach, or he was mafish a Pesach, ve'ovad v'hifish achat tachtov, and then he finds the rishoin. So what does he do with this moise Pesach? That the halacha is it's koyev shlomim shenemar zavachta pesach l'Hashem elikecha tzoynu bakor. Allah im pesach bo elam in akvasim min eizim. How could it be tzoynu bakor? Pesach is only from kvasim veizim. Must be elam oisa pesach yehele dov abom min atzoynu min abakor, which is a shlomim. On that, the Gemara questions that we have two other joshas to teach us that moisa pesach is koyev shlomim. The Gemara brings the josh of avu de Shmuel imin atzoyn kabon lezavach shlomim. And the Gemara brings a third brayso, the keves l'rabis is a pesach l'alyo, k'shoi me'im keves l'havi pesach sh'ovah sh'nosoi, which is a moisa pesach. And that the Gemara answers, that ein echanami, we need all three joshes, t'los akroi k'sivi, chan l'ovah z'mani v'ovah sh'nosoi, one is for ovah z'mani v'loi ovah sh'nosoi, and one is for loi ovah z'mani v'loi ovah sh'nosoi. The Gemara goes on to explain why we need a chiddush for each one. So on the brayso, the third brayso, which said, keves l'havi pesach, rather, the keves l'rabbi says a pesach l'alyo. So Rashi on the top explains what's the chiddush of the minid of keves of l'rabbi's pesach l'alyo. So Rashi the mishum the mashma shiyeh shalim. Since it's mashma that the pesach has to be shalim, as we know, the Gemara discusses in the Pesachim Daf Ayin Dalet, that like the pasuk says roishay al kroy al kirbay val krov, you have to be tzoylit. So the halacha is, I would think shehi imoy alyo, that the alyo should be brought with it. Hutzach hakosiv zel arboisay. So I need the pasuk to be marba that you mark of the aliyu. The ilu shari murim, then I have a different pasuk from ach b'chor shor, whereas the Joshua. Aval aliyu, Rashi concludes, itzrich koch, you know, I need another pasuk, l'rabbi yisrei mishin the pesach b'ini shehe sholim. For ilu havi shokel l'aliyu, if I would have taken, removed the aliyu, l'havi a pesach sholim, I would have thought that would be chesaron and sholim. And if I need a pasuk to be marba keves for aliyu. So in the Yeshuya grid, from Rabbi Soloveitchik and Zvachim Daftes, and the Shuvin of Dov from Dov Soloveitchik and now Amud, they're both bothered that we know there's a din Haktaras Emurim by Pesach. From that we see that the Haktaras Emurim is not a steer to the din of Sholim. So Al Karchich, because the din of Sholim is only required on the Chelik of Pesach, which is Nechal, which is eaten. But on the Chelik of Nektar, that's not a Chesaron in Sholim. So if so, just like Ba'alma, if every Shlomim, including its Emurim, is an Aliyo, by a kevis, when you mark up a kevis for a shlom, the aliyah is included. So what would it be the having to say that by Pesach the aliyah should be chesar in the din of shalim? Then I should need a special ribu to be marbe Pesach for aliyah. And Elamai, you'll say that since an aliyah is not niktar by all kabanos, by ashar and a's, there's no aliyah kravis aliyah. It's different than the other emurim. Only it's unique. That's only a nikrav by a Pesach. But mikol makayim, since the chelik by the emurim of a kevis by every shlomim is koilul in it. The Aliyo, and Haktaras Emurim is not a Chesaron in Sholim, what would be the Havmin that by Pesach, Haktaras Aliyo should be a Chesaron in the din of Sholim? V'tzarachin. They're just pointing out that the Ravid in Parshas Vayikra, in the Parshas of the Dova, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Dalit, he's Mefarish, the Braisa, which is our Braisa, quoted in the Gemara, he's Mefarish that the Chiddush is that in the Parsha of Pesach, it doesn't mention anywhere that you mark to the Emurim. How do we know you mark the Emurim? That's the Gemara in Zvachim and the Flam Zayin, which Rashi quoted, that says in the parsha of Ach B'chor Shore, B'chor Kesev, B'chor Eiz, the pasuk continues, Es Domam Tizvayk Al Mizbeach V'Es Chelbam Takdir, The Gemara dashins Domoy Loinemer el Domom Chelboy Loinemer el Chelbom. So what's the Lashon Rabbim? So we learn from here Limid al Bechor Ma'isu Pesach Shaton Matan Domim Ve'Emurin Legam Mizbeach. So we learn from the Josh of Chelbom to teach us the Emakter Emurin Legam Mizbeach. So says the Ravid, since you only learn out of Chelbom, I would have understood that that's only Marbe, regular standard Chalovim of the animal. That's what the Chelik HaNikter. But however, the other parts of the Emurim, the Alya, and the Ravid says, Huadin, the Shteya Kloyas and the Yiseris HaKovid, which wouldn't mean Nichlal in the word Chelbom, that's why I need this Pasikim Keves to be Marbe L'Aktoro. So here the Marbe Pesach L'Alya is talking out of Chiddush in Alya. It's just a chiddush in the other chalokim of the emurim, which are not nichlal in the milo, in the word chalovim, in the aliyah, and huadine, he says, the shleya klois, he says, the kovet, that's the chiddush of our postik, to be marbe those chalokim for aktorah as well. The Gemara we just mentioned said that Rabbi Kiva used the Joshua of Zavachta Pesach to teach us that a moiser a Pesach, something that was hufresh as a Pesach, the Gemara gave three examples of that. What remains is the korav shlomim. Then the third brayso, the Gemara mentioned that Tanya Keves LeRabbi says a Pesach LeAliyo, Kshuoyim Im Keves LeHavi Pesach SheAver Shenosoi, UShlomim Hamboyim Achmas Pesach LeChol Mitzvah Shlomim. The Gemara, the brayso mentions from the learns from this Joshua if Im Keves to be Marb a Pesach SheAver Shenosoi, which is a Moisra Pesach, and then the brayso continues UShlomim Hamboyim Achmas Pesach LeChol Mitzvah Shlomim. Now, what exactly is this case of a Shlomim HaBoyim Machmas Pesach? So Rashi the Ksaviyat explains, Shlomim HaBoyim Machmas HaPesach Hainu Chagigas Yedalad Benisan. This is referring to the Chagigas Yedalad Benisan, which was brought, as Rashi explains, when there was a Chabura HaPesach Merubo, there was a large group to eating the Pesach, and therefore each person would only get a small amount, a Kazayas. So then it's the Mevin Imay Shlomim, bring a Shlom with it, Kedei Sheyechel Pesach Ala Soiva. In order to eat the Pesach, ala soiva. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi on the top is mefarish. Shlom ma'boyim machmas ha-Pesach. Hainu moiser Pesach. This is a moiser Pesach. Tosis quotes Shitas Rashi in the Ksav Yad, which is Rashi Shita in Zvachim and Daftesa as well, and Rashi also in Zvachim and Daflam and Vav, that Shalmi Pesach is referring to Chagigas Yedalit. And he explained and brings the Rashi on the Gemara on Daf in Mizvachim and Daf Lamed Vav. There the Gemara is discussing a case from the Joshua of Toidas Shlomov. You know, the din of Toidas who Nechal is different than all other Shlomovs Nechal Yoyim V'Laylo. The Gemara is a rebbe of a Joshua Toidas Shlomov, Zemach Shlomov, to be Marbe. The Gemara says to be Marbe Ashalmi Pesach and Ashalmi Nozir as Nechelas Yoyim V'Laylo. So Rashi there also explains that what is that Shalmi Pesach referring to? That's referring to a Chagigas Yedalit. On that, Tosis is bothered that how could Rashi be mafash that Shalmi Pesach is referring to Chagigas Yedalit, which the Gemara in Zvachan Lamed Vav uses it to be marbe that it's only Nechal Yoyim V'Laylo. Tosis asks, the Gemara in Psochim in Perek Elu Dvarim Dafayin Aleph brings a braiso that says Chagigas Yedalit is Nechelis Lebeiz Yomim V'Layla Achas. And although there's another shita on the Psachim Daf Ayin, the shita Ben Tema, that Chagigas Yedalit is Necheles L'Yoyim V'Laylo, he learns it from a different Joshua because it's Hukash L'Pesach, and therefore it's Nechel L'Yoyim V'Laylo. But there's no, who is the shita that which the Gemara is quoting in Zvachim on Daf Lamed Vav, that says a Shalmi Pesach is Necheles L'Yoyim V'Laylo? Still, look him out. The Avotaisa says you have to learn out like Rashi that a Shalmi Pesach, what is it referring to? Shalmi Pesach is referring to a Moisa Pesach, which is how Rashi was Mefarish on the top in our Sugya. Rashi, Taisa over here continues and says in our Sugya, in this Braisa which says, Shlom Habo Machmas Pesach, here is Taisa, he agrees to Rashi to explain that here it's referring to Chagigas Yedalit. Because since we just marbim keves lahavi pesach she'aver shenasi, which is a moisa pesach, so in this brayso here I agree shlom haba machmas pesach has to be referring to chagigas yedalit, because we just spoke out the case of a moisa pesach. But however, Tosis and Zvachim and Daftes, we also quote this Rashi that shlom haba machmas pesach is referring to chagigas yedalit, and there again Tosis argues, and he says no, rather it's referring to a moisa pesach. So there he explains that this Braisa, our Braisa, is referring to two types of Moshe Pesach. One is for Avra Zmani V'Avra Shnasai, and one is referring to a case of either Avra Zmani V'Loi Shnasai or Loi Avra Zmani V'Loi Shnasai. And that's not Shver, even though the Gemara learns it from a different Pasuk, the Braisa quoted both cases of Moshe Pesach. So it comes out, according to Shita Satoisis, the Gemara in Zvachim, which is Marbe, a Shalmi Pesach, that's Nechel Siyoyim V'Laylo, a Moshe Pesach is Nechel Yoyim V'Laylo. The Achronim Kler Shailo, the Mikdash David, in Kunches, in Yoni Kochim, Simen Hei, Sivkot and Gimel, Kler is the Lashita Satoisis, that's Mavur and Kam Mekoimis, like we mentioned, in our Toisis, and Toisis in Zvachim Daftes, is the Toisis in Psachim Daft Ayin Aleph on the base as well, is that a Shalmi Pesach, which is a Moiser Pesach, is Necheles Liyoyim V'Layla, different than all other Shlomims, which are Necheles Lebeiz Yom V'Layla Achas. See, Kler's Ashayla is the Pshat, a Shalmi Pesach, a Moiser Pesach, is a Min Kormim B'fnei Atzmoy, ha Necheles Liyoyim V'Layla. And just like we find a Shalmi Nozir is Necheles Liyoyim V'Layla, so to a Moiser Pesach, it's its own type of Shem Shlomim. It's a new Min Shlomim called a Moiser Pesach, which is Nikav Shlomim. And therefore it's Necheles Liyoyim V'Layla. Oidilma, really, the Shema Korban is a regular Shlomim. Rather, this that it's Nes, why is it Nechal Liyoyim V'Laylo? That's only since it's Mitchilas Kudushasai, it was had a Kudushas Pesach, which is Dinoi to be Nechal Liyoyim V'Laylo. So even afterwards, when it becomes a Moiser, and now it's the Shem Shlomim, it's Nishar, the original Din of the Korban, to be Nechal Liyoyim V'Laylo, that remains and that lingers on and stays with it, even as a Moiser HaPesach. And therefore, it continues to be Nechal Liyoyim V'Layla. But the Shema Korban is a Korban Shlomim, a Shlomim de Alma. Says the Mikdash David, what's the Nafkamino? The Nafkamino would be, let's say this Moiser HaPesach got a mum, and you mechal it on another Korban. What's the din of the second Korban? Is that Nechal Liyoyim V'Layla, or it's Nechal Lishnei Yomim V'Layla Achas? So he says, if the Pshat is the Moisa Pesach in the Ikka Kedushasai, in the Ikka Shema Korban, is a regular Shlomim the Alma, is a regular Shlomim the Alma, which is Nechelis Beis Yom V'Layla Achas. The only reason it was Nechel Yom V'Layla, because the original Kedusha, the original Din of the first Korban still stays with it, and you can't add to that, you can't change that, and therefore it's Nechel Yom V'Layla. But the Shema Korban is a Korban Shlom, which is Nechel for Beis Yom. So when you mechalid this kedusha onto another carbon, that carbon gets the chilul gets the kedusha of the first carbon, which is the kedusha shlomim. So kedusha shlomim is dinoy to be nechal beiz yamim. It's in itself is not coming from original. It itself is not a moisa pesach. So even though it gets the shema carbon of the first carbon, it doesn't get the dinim of the first carbon, and therefore the second carbon will be nechal lebeiz yamim v'layla achas. But if the first carbon, the Moisa Pesach, is Me'ikya Dinoi V'Kedushasai, and the Shema carbon is to be Nechal L'Yoyim V'Laylo, so when you mechal it onto a second carbon, that carbon will get also a Din, a Kedusha, of Shlomim, which is Nechal L'Yoyim V'Laylo. And Ayin Sham the Mikdash David, he's masik that this is totally the Machloikis, in the Tosis, it brings Machloikis, Tosis, and the Raivin, and Kedusha, and Daphne, hey, that would argue in this point, that if a Moshe Pesach is the Shema Korban, a regular Korban Shlom to Alma, which is Dino Mitzad the Kedusha to be Nechal Beis Yomim, a Dilma, the Shema Korban is a new Min Shlomim called a Moshe Pesach. The Briska Rav in Zochim and Aftes also declares the Shaila, that what's the din of a Moshe Pesach, which is Nechal Yom V'Layla, is the Pshat that it's a new Min Korban from the Atzvoy, like a Shalmi Nozi that's Nechal Yom V'Layla. I don't know this that it's Nechel Yom V'Layla is because it's Nishar Aleihem the Din Pesach L'Gabi Achilosam. And he brings the Raya from the Teres Koinim, which is the Braisa, the third Braisa in our Gemara, which the Gemara was Marbe from Im Kesev L'Rabbi's Pesach Sh'Avar Zmano U'Shlom Ha'bor Machmas HaPesach L'Chol Mitzvah Shlomim Sh'yitin U'Smicho Nusachem Tunuv Aschaz V'Shoik. This is referring to, as Tosfos explained, referring to Moshe HaPesach. And the Braisa, the Teres Koinim rather concludes, Aval eine cholin elo liyoyim v'laylo, kitchila segdeishon. It's nechal tiyoy for yoyim v'laylo, kitchila segdeishon. The Briska Rav is medayik from here, that it's mashma, that this, that it's nechal liyoyim v'laylo, is because it's nisho aleim, the din Pesach, ligabi achilosam. However, it's mashma k'tzas in the Briska Rav, that this that it's nechal yom v'laylo because it's nisha aleim the din ha-korban of Pesach is nisha aleim in the din moiser, and therefore the shem ha-korban legabi achilosom is a shem korban Pesach, and therefore it's nechal yom v'laylo, and this is the more mafurish this yisoid in the Aviyezri from Pshach in Perek Yud Ma'aser Korbanos halacha zayin that he explains that this that a Pesach. A Moisa Pesach has a din to be Nechal Yom V'Laylo. Is Menachem because this that a Pesach is Korv B'Shayim V'Sashon is Korv Shlomim is not because it becomes a Shlomim. Rather, he says the Shema Korbin is a Shem Korbin Pesach. No, its din is to be Korv Shlomim. It's Korv B'Torah Shlomim with the Dine Shlomim. But the Shema Korbin in the Ikra Korv Shema Korbin is a Korbin Pesach. And therefore will be Nechal Yom V'Laylo. Ayin Shom, he's totally listed, be totally in the Machlokes in the Gemara Pesachim, if it needs Akira, doesn't need Akira. However, there are others, I saw in the shiurim from Beryl Pavarsky, he wants to say this Lekuli Almo, this concept that Pesach B'Shayim Ois HaShonah is Shlom is because the Shema Korban is still Pesach. No, it's Din is the Korv Shlom. So if that be the case, that we understand it's Nechel Yom V'Laylam because it's still B'Kedushosa, he has in it Hashem Al-Kopon L'Gabi Achila, Hashem Korban Pesach, then it would definitely be that if you mechal it onto a third Korban, that Korban, since it's coming from a Kedusha, a carbon which has a Shem carbon of a to be Nechal Yom Elayla definitely will be Nechal Yom Elayla. However, the Briskrov asks, if this is true, that it's the Moisa Pesach has a din to be Nechal Yom Elayla like a carbon Pesach, so why do we find it's Nechal Yom Elayla? It should only be Nechal like a Pesach at Chatzos. So this he brings the Yisai from Ebchaim, that this, that a carbon Pesach is Nechal at Chatzos, is not mitzad din a carbon. He says, but mitzad din a carbon, the Zmani is Yom Elayla. This says Nechal, only until Chatzoyis, that's beside the mitzvah Achilas Korban Pesach. Just like you find that has to be Nechal only Balayla, has to be Nechal only Tzili. Those are Dinim, the mitzvah HaSeif in Achilas HaPesach. But the Hilchas HaKorban Pesach is like a Korban to be Nechal Yom Balayla. And therefore the Moisa Pesach, which is not a Pesach, is just a getting the Shema Korban of Pesach, L'Gabi Achilo. There will be Nisha Aleim, Nisha Olof, to have the Din to be Nechal Yom Balayla. And he brings it to Sefta and Zvochim, in Perek Vav, that says that Pesach is Eini Nechel Elat Chatzois, but it's Eini Nasen Noiser and Gam E Mechashvim Boy to have Machsheves Chutzos Mani for Pigul and Shial Omen Hashacher, which is Mavur like this Yisayid Reb Chaim that it's the Shema Korban is until Alayis Hashacher, it's the Yom V'Layla, and therefore Noiser and Pigul, which is Dinim and Korban, only happens by Alayis Hashacher. It's only the Mitzvah Achilo is only until Chatzois. So therefore, it will come out that we have three possible tzadim in this that a Moisa Pesach, which is Mavur and Shitas HaToises, that is Nechal Yom V'Laylo. Is the Pshat that the Ikki Kedushosai is a really a regular Kedusha Shlomim? And therefore, and the only reason why it's, it remains with this din to be Nechal Yom V'Laylo because it lingers the original Kedusha, the ridiculous din of the Korban Pesach. Idoma, it has a new min Korban, like a Shalmi Nozir, to be Nechal Yom V'Laylo. Aydilma, like perhaps you understand in the Briskerov, that the Shema Korban is Nishar Aleim even B'Shayim Ois HaShono, the Shem Korban L'Gabe Achilo is B'Kedushas Korban Pesach, and therefore, mitzad that, it'll be Nechal L'Yom V'Laylo. We just mentioned in the third Braisa that Keves Rabbis is a Pesach La'alyo, K'sho'imer Im Keves, L'Havi Pesach Sha'ov V'Shenosai, U'Shlomim Ha'boi Machmas Pesach L'Chol Mitzvah Shlomim, that Rashi and Ksav Yad, and Rashi was mentioned many of the all of Shas was Mefarish that Shlom HaBoim Achas Pesach is referring to Chagigas Yudalid, which is brought Erev Pesach Kedei, that the Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSoifa. The Biskerov, which is brought down in the Sefer Likutim and Psochim and Daf Ayin, and also in Shire from Abdavid in Zvachim and Daf Tes, Clara Shaila, what is the status of a Chagigas Yudalid? Is the Pshat that it's a regular Shlom Baalmo, which has a din to be brought Erev Pesach together with the Korban Pesach? Aydilmo, it's a new Shem Korban Vifnei Atzmai. Says the Rav, that according to Rashi, who holds the Chagigas Yedalad is Nechal Yom V'Laylo, which he learned from the Gemara in Zvachan Daf Lamed Vav, Toy the Shlomov to be Marbe Shalmi Pesach, which according to Rashi is a Chagigas Yedalad to be Nechal Yom V'Laylo, then it's Poshit, it's a new Min Korban Vifnei Atzmai, and it's different than all other Shlomos. And also, Lashidas Ben Tema in Psachim and Daf Ayin, who learns from that Tzukash LePesach, that a Chagigas Yedal has all the dinim of Korban Pesach to be Nechal Yom V'Laylo, as he brought a Ben Shana from Tzoyin, a Zohar, Nechal Tzli, Lemenuyov. That's Pasha, according to him, it's also Hashem Efnei Atzmai. What we could declare is according to the Braisa and the Afayin Aleph Imsachim, which says, Achagigas Yedalas Nechelas the Beis Yom Velaylachas. And this is how the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchas Kom Pesach Halach Yud Gimel Paskins. And this is the Mashmois of Shittas Atoisis all over as well. What is the status of this Korban? Is it a regular Korban Shlom or is it a Shem Korban from the Yatzmai? So says the Biskarov that perhaps we could be Mechiach this from a Sufik of the Mishnah Melech in Perek Vav and Klei Amikdash Halach Ates. As Mestapik, when is the Zman of the Avah as Chagigas Yedalit? Now obviously you have to bring it on Yedalit. But is it Koriv Koidim Chatzois, or is it Achatzois together with the Korban Pesach? So he brings Rayas, that he wants to be Machriya that the Zman HaVos Korban was brought after Chatzois, since it's brought together with the Korban Pesach. Ayin Shom, he's Mestapik, does it have to be brought after Chatzois, but Koidim Lutom and Shalbein Abayim? It will still apply the din of Hashem Allah, Kol HaKabonois, like all Kabonois. Ayin Dilmi is Mestapik, that even it can be brought even after the Tom and Shalbein Abayim, together with the Korban Pesach. And strong rayas to bring to prove that it's mashed, it's emotes together with the Korban Pesach, even after the Tom and Shalbein Abayim. So if that's the case, perhaps we could see from here that it's, since as different halachas, it's brought together with the Korban Pesach, Acher Chatzos, and perhaps even Acher Tom Shalbein Abayim, that it's a new min Korban. So that the Biskov says it's not Muchach. Could be it's just still a regular Shlomim, just a Chiv Avov, the Shlomim is to be brought Bizman of Korban Pesach. It could be Misoid Adin, it's still a regular Shlomim de Alma. But he wants to bring a raya from the Rambam in Perek Dalid in Hilchos Korban Pesach in Halacha Yud that says Hamemana Acherim Al Pischoi VeAl Chagigosoi, which comes from Gemara in Pesachim Daf Pei Tes, that there's a din to be Mana Acherim Al Pischoi VeAl Chagigosoi, which is referring to Chagigas Yedalit. Now we could have explained the Gemara is going according to Shita Ben Tema, but however the Rambam who paskins like the Shita and the Braisa and the Afayin Aleph that says that Pesach, the Chagigas Yedalit is Necheles L'Shneyom V'Layil Achas. Still, the Rambam means there's a din of a concept of B'Memane Al Chagigosi. Chagigah has been din Menuyin. This we don't find anywhere by any other Shlomim. That would be Mashma, that Chagigas Yedalit is a new Shem Korban from the Atzma, you call the Chagigas Yedalit. Another Raya the Briskerov wants to bring, there is, at the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach, when he's counting the Lavim, he's saying in Ois Tazayin, he counts a special lav, an extra lav, Shalayashim Yibesach Hagigas Haba Osa Ad Yom Shlishi. There's an extra lav to be Moiser, the Bosa Hagigas Yudalid, in addition to the regular lav that you have by all Noiser of Kabonis. That again, we be Mashma, that even according to Shita Sarambam, who passes like the Shita that's Nechelis the Beizom Valay Laachas, still a Shalmi Hagigo. A shalmei chagigas yedalid has a new shem korban from the atzmai. So therefore, in conclusion, it will come out that if chagigas yedalid is a shem korban from the atzmai, like Rashi, who holds his nachel siyam elayl, is poshit. According to Meitema, that has all the dinim of korban pesach, it would also be poshit. And even according to the Tosis and the Rambam, who holds his nachel is lebeiz yom elayl achas, still from the fact that it's mashma that this dinim that it can have a shem minui on the korban. And that there's a special lav of Neusser unique to Chagigas Yedalit that also be mashma that it's a Shem Korban b'fnei atzmai.